Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the little book of Habakkuk today. So find the minor prophets, find Jonah and Amos and Obadiah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk. And then you've gone too far if you get to Zephaniah, Zechariah, Haggai. So find Habakkuk. We're going to be reading through the entirety of this prophet today, three chapters, considering this prophecy. And it's very personal with Habakkuk and God. And so let's begin with prayer. Then we'll read through it. I'll take some devotional thoughts, give you some applicational thoughts at the end, and then close in prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Father, help me to understand what you're trying to say to me through this prophet today, and that I would apply it to my life. In Jesus' name, amen. So you've got Habakkuk, who's looking at what's going on with judgment on God's people, and or the lack of it, and then the judgment, and then this conversation, because the judgment on the southern kingdom, Babylon, is coming in 586 BC, and kind of going from the Assyrians in that captivity in 722 BC of Israel, now to looking forward to the one for the southern kingdom. And Habakkuk's got questions, and he's got trouble here. So let's read through this. The prophecy that Habakkuk the prophet received. How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? Or cry out to you violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore, the law is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous so that justice is perverted. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed. For I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe. Okay, so first we have his complaint. Okay, things are not going right among your people. I don't like what I'm seeing. They're not honoring you. And now the Lord says, okay, I'm going to do something. You would not believe it even if you were told. That's the end of verse 5. Verse 6, I am raising up the Babylonians, that ruthless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwellings not their own. They are a feared and dreaded people. They are a law to themselves and promote their own honor. Their horses are swifter than leopards, fiercer than wolves at dusk. Their cavalry gallops headlong. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly like an eagle swooping to devour. They all come intent on violence. Their hordes advance like a desert wind and gather prisoners like sand. They mock kings and scoff at rulers. They laugh at all the fortified cities. By building earthen ramps, they capture them. Then they sweep past like the wind and go on. Guilty people whose own strength is their God. So God says, tell you what, I'm going to do something about my people. I am going to judge them through the Babylonians. Verse 12, Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, you will never die. You, Lord, have appointed them to execute judgment. You, my rock, have ordained them to punish. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Why then do you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent while the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves? You have made people like the fish in the sea, like the sea creatures that have no ruler. The wicked foe pulls all of them up with hooks. He catches them in his net. He gathers them up in his dragnet, and so he rejoices and is glad. Therefore he sacrifices to his net and burns incense to his dragnet, for by his net he lives in luxury and enjoys the choicest food. Is he to keep on emptying his net, destroying nations without mercy? Chapter 2, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I meant him to give to this complaint. So, God, why aren't you judging your people? Oh, wait, you're going to judge your people, but you're going to use the more wicked Babylonians? What in the world is going on? That's his complaint. You know, the Babylonians, why would you use them to judge your people? Here's his answer, verse 2. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. See, the enemy is puffed up. His desires are not upright, but the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. Indeed, wine betrays him. He is arrogant and never at rest, because he is as greedy as the grave, and like death is never satisfied. He gathers to himself all the nations and takes captive all the peoples. Will not all of them taunt him with ridicule and scorn, saying, "Woe to him who piles up stolen goods and makes himself wealthy by extortion. How long must this go on? Will not your creditors suddenly arise? Will they not wake up and make you tremble? Then you will become their prey, because you have plundered many nations. The peoples who are left will plunder you, for you have shed human blood. You have destroyed lands and cities and everyone in them. Woe to him who builds his house by unjust gain, setting his nest on high to escape the clutches of ruin. You have plotted the ruin of many people, shaming your own house and forfeiting your life. The stones of the wall will cry out, and the beams of the woodwork will echo it. Woe to him who builds a city with bloodshed and establishes a town by injustice. Has not the Lord Almighty determined that the people's labor is only fuel for the fire, that the nations exhaust themselves for nothing? For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Woe to him who gives drink to his neighbors, pouring it from the wineskin till they are drunk, so that he can gaze on their naked bodies. You will be filled with shame instead of glory. Now it is your turn. Drink, and your nakedness be exposed. The cup from the Lord's right hand is coming around to you, and disgrace will cover your glory. The violence you have done to Lebanon will overwhelm you, and your destruction of animals will terrify you. For you have shed human blood. You have destroyed lands and cities and everyone in them. Of what value is an idol carved by a craftsman, or an image that teaches lies? For the one who makes it trust in his own creation, he makes idols that cannot speak. Woe to him who says to wood, "Come to life," or to lifeless stone, "Wake up." Can it give guidance? It is covered with gold and silver. There is no breath in it. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him. Chapter 2, God's answer is, let everybody know I'm coming in judgment. Yes, I'm coming in judgment on my people, and I'm coming in judgment on those who are against my people. You've turned to other gods. You've turned to other gods. My enemies have continued to worship other gods. You act as though these lifeless things can speak to you and help you. But I am the Lord Almighty. Let everyone be silent before me. And now chapter 3. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet on Shigionoth. We don't know exactly what that is, but people think it's some type of literary or musical term. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Repeat them in our day and our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens and his praise filled the earth. His splendor was like the sunrise. Rays flashed from his hand where his power was hidden. Plague went before him. Pestilence followed his steps. He stood and shook the earth. He looked and made the nations tremble. The ancient mountains crumbled and the age-old hills collapsed, but he marches on forever. I saw the tents of Cushan in distress, the dwellings of Midian in anguish. Were you angry with the rivers, Lord? Was your wrath against the streams? Did you rage against the sea when you rode your horses and your chariots to victory? You uncovered your bow. You called for many arrows. You split the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and writhed. Torrents of water swept by, the deep roared and lifted its waves on high. Sun and moon stood still in the heavens, at the glint of your flying arrows, at the lightning of your flashing spear. In wrath you strode through the earth, and in anger you threshed the nations. You came out to deliver your people to save your anointed one. You crushed the leader of the land of wickedness. You stripped him from head to foot. With his own spear you pierced his head, when his warriors stormed out to scatter us, gloating as though about to devour the wretched who were in hiding. You trampled the sea with your horses, churning the great waters. I heard and my heart pounded, my lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights for the director of music on my stringed instruments. This is Hebrew poetry. This is songs of praise. This is a prophecy. That's the end of chapter 3 and the end of our reading for today. What is it that you take away from this reading? There's a lot here in this prophecy. But I tell you, I come back to chapter 2, verse 4. See, the enemy is puffed up. His desires are not upright, but the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. And then I come to this ending prayer. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. I think about all that's going on in our world today. And I can include in there, insert words that fit myself and what's going on in our world. Though the person I would like to get elected may not be elected, though the laws I would like passed may not get passed, though wickedness may continue in our world and persecution against those who truly love God, I will rejoice in God my Savior. And I desire and commit to live faithfully for God in the midst of this world. How about you? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word to Habakkuk and the prophecy that is for us today. The questions we have and the things we wonder, and then your answers don't always fit what we would like, and yet you're right and pure and holy and sovereign. And Lord, I want to praise you even in the midst of suffering and sorrow and things that don't go my way. Father, help me in the midst of this wicked world to live faithfully for you, and help me to do that today. In Jesus' name, amen.